Chapter 4. Miss Lark's Andrew. Miss Lark lived in the biggest house in Cherry Tree Lane. All day, they could hear her loud voice. "Andrew, where are you?" Or, "Andrew, put on your coat." Or, "Andrew, come to Mother." Was Andrew a boy? No, he was a dog. A nice small dog called Andrew. Some people said that he looked like a toy dog, but he was a dog. Andrew lived like a prince. He slept in his bed. He had milk and chocolate for every meal. Andrew could do what he wanted. His days looked like our birthdays. And when Andrew had his birthday, he had 2 candles on his cake for every year, not 1. But Andrew wasn't happy. People laughed when they saw Andrew in his best coat or nice boots. "Oh no," said Michael. "He looks so stupid, and he is stupid too." "He is not stupid," said Mary Poppins. And Mary Poppins was right. Andrew wasn't stupid at all. You can think that he didn't love Miss Lark, but he did. She was always so kind to him. But he didn't like his life. He would like to have a nice piece of red meat. He wanted to be a usual dog. And he wanted to have usual dogs as his friends. Sometimes he ran out of his garden. He wanted to speak to a dog. One day, Andrew had a new friend. It was more than a usual dog. It was a terrible dog. All people were happy, but he was not their dog. Miss Lark didn't like Andrew's friend. When she saw that Andrew was talking to his friend, she called, "Andrew, come home, my dear. Don't talk to this dog." But one day, Jane and Michael saw Andrew, all alone, in the park. He was running very fast and looked very serious. "Hi, Andrew. Where's your coat?" cried Michael. But Andrew just looked at them both and then turned to Mary Poppins. "Yap, yap," said Andrew very quickly. "Second house on the left," said Mary Poppins. "Yep," said Andrew. "No, no garden." Andrew barked again. "I'm not sure," said Mary Poppins. "He usually goes home at tea time." And Andrew ran away. "What was he saying?" Jane and Michael asked together. "Nothing special," said Mary Poppins, and closed her mouth. "I think he asked you where somebody lived," Michael began. "Well, why are you asking me then?" said Mary Poppins, sniffing. "I'm not a dictionary." "Oh, Michael," said Jane. "Mary Poppins, tell us what Andrew said to you, please." But she did not say. When they were near their house, they heard Miss Lark's loud cries. She ran and ran about the garden. She looked under and up every tree. "Oh, Andrew, where are you?" she cried again and again. Then she saw him. Andrew was coming to her, and near him was walking a big brown dog. "Oh, you are okay," said Miss Lark. "But that terrible dog! Shoo, shoo! Go home!" But the dog didn't go. "Go away, go home," said Miss Lark. "And you, Andrew, come in the house. You mustn't go for a walk without me and without your coat." Andrew barked, but did not go. "What's the matter? Come in," said Miss Lark. Andrew barked again. "He says," said Mary Poppins, "that he's not coming in." Miss Lark looked at her in surprise. "How do you know what my dog says?" Of course he will come in. Andrew barked again. He won't, said Mary Poppins. He will go home only with his friend. No, said Miss Lark angrily. That terrible street dog will never come into my garden. Andrew barked 3 or 4 times. And he will go away. Oh, Andrew, you can't, Miss Lark was crying. Andrew barked, and the two dogs got up. Oh, he is going away. Miss Lark was going to cry. Very well, Andrew. This dog can stay, but he will sleep in the garden. He says, madam, that his friend must sleep in the room, or he will go and sleep in the garden with his friend, said Mary Poppins. Andrew got up and was ready to go.
Oh, Andrew, cried Miss Lark, very well. He will sleep in the room.
Andrew barked again. Andrew barked to his friend, come on, and they went into the house. He isn't stupid, you see, said Jane. No, said Michael. But how can Mary Poppins? I don't know, said Jane. And she'll never, never tell us.